Hey everyone, welcome back to the Alex Stein podcast. And it's August 23rd, and it's the episode number 23. That's a cool coincidence. And this, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at this Alex Stein. This episode is it's a continuation from the last episode of where I said that I was going to be at Acme for the semifinals of the Funniest Person in the Twin Cities contest. Well, I'm here now after that. It's now Friday. That was on Wednesday, and I unfortunately did not win my night. So I lost, is what I'm trying to say. I think I did good. I know I worked on a few of the jokes. I added some new tags. Updated all the tags on them. So I'm just really, you know, I'm at that level right now where it was a comedy contest. And you just lost to, she was really funny. Ricky was really funny, and Robert was really funny. It was a really good contest, so I definitely know why I didn't really stand a chance, but it was good to go out there. Stage time. That's all you can ask for. And I would like to thank Acme. I love Acme. It was my fault, really. I can't say anything else. For legal purposes, it was, the reason I lost was because of the things that I said and did on the stage when I had my 3 minutes. I did not go over my time. If you go over your time, you lose half your points, so I can't blame it on that. That's always a good excuse if you lose out on a contest. Like, oh, I probably just went over my time. I mean, I killed it up there. I was doing great. So I'm at a crossroads now where I just finished just doing one of the, you know, like when you lose out on something, so you're kind of bummed out afterwards. And you don't really want to make your podcast because you're so sad. You know what I'm talking about? I'm at a crossroads now in my life where I'm at that point where I just finished publicly losing. Oh, and thank you to all my friends, actually, who came out. A few family members and Andy, she came out. It was great. I think I had about 17 comps that ended up showing. So thank you guys very much. It's a lot of podcast listeners, Steinaholics out there. Thanks for supporting me. And I lost to a girl. She was an older lady named Edith. She was really funny. I don't know her last name, but she'll be in the running in the finals. The finals, I think, are September 3rd at Acme. So go down there and watch the finals of 2013 Funniest Person in Twin Cities contest. Yeah, now I don't really have anything else to go. No, the crossroads. Back to the crossroads. Because later tonight, Andy and I and two other people, we don't know yet because I bought two extra tickets and I, never mind, are going to the Minnesota State Fair, to the grandstand, to watch a concert. And the concert is of, 1, the Gin Blossoms, 2, Sugar Ray, and 3, Smash Mouth. That is my 1997 self and my 2013 self are the same level of excitedness right now for this concert. Sugar Ray, my first ever CD. First ever CD I had. The first tape I had was Green Day. Green Day Dookie. The first CD I ever got was Sugar Ray Floored, and I got it before I had a CD player, because we do Christmas Eve at the Stein side, and I got a CD, and I didn't have a CD player, and I was like, how am I going to play this? Oh, maybe I'll be getting a CD player tomorrow. Sure enough, Christmas morn, open up a prez, got a CD player. Zra. Yeah, and I listened to that thing. My favorite, I think my favorite song there is that is this Adam Ant cover of Stand and Deliver. That's a really Stand and Deliver. So you can see now where I've changed my mood from being sad from losing at Acme to being happy, and all because of the powers of Smash Mouth, Sugar Ray, and the Gin Blossoms. I mean, Gin Blossoms, they're great, but the main two is Smash Mouth and Sugar Ray. I'll admit, we'll probably be sitting down for the Gin Blossoms. I don't know, maybe not. I'm curious, I wonder what the age range is going to be, if it's going to be older hipsters or new hipsters who actually don't know what Smash Mouth is. I would hope they... That makes me sad to think of people that don't know what Smash Mouth is. Right? If you think about it, if somebody didn't, I was like, I've never heard this Smash, but that's, now I feel lucky. I feel like they're lucky because they get to listen to Walking on the Sun for the first time. Oh, and that's all I really had for this episode of the Oxline Podcast. Yeah. Acme didn't win my night. Recap. Acme didn't win my night, and I'm going to see Sugar Ray and Smash Mouth Gin Blossoms tonight at the Minnesota State Fair. The great Minnesota get-together. Yeah, not much. There's not really much else. I keep hearing through family members and friends of family members that we've been mentioned on the KQ92 morning show by Tom Bernard. And I think that's great. I just really wish I could have actually heard what was said and what words were on. I think it's because Andy was on Tom Bernard's podcast, which is really funny. I would check that out too if you like podcasts, the Tom Bernard podcast. And I got to sit in and listen to them talk. And Tom asked me a few questions, and Andy was great. And I was off mic, but you can kind of hear me on the Andy Erickson episode of the Tom Bernard podcast. And it's weird to know that somebody's been saying my name on a popular radio show in Minnesota, and I haven't heard it. And I assume it's good. Because the family members are like, oh my God, did you hear what Tom Bernard said about you? But it's been pretty good. I think there's a lot of jealousy. My whole goal isn't to get famous. It's just to make people that I used to know jealous of the life that I'm living. And that's why I started this podcast in the spare bedroom of my apartment, which is also a spare bedroom and a cat bathroom in the closet. So every time I actually have to make a podcast, I have to make sure to ask my cat, like, hey, just so you know, I'm going to go, you can't use the bathroom now for the next 15 minutes. I'm going to go make the next episode of the Oxstein podcast. And I think that's a great note to end on. Thanks for listening to episode number 23, my favorite. This has been my favorite episode out of all of them of the Oxstein podcast. Follow me on Twitter at this Alex Stein. Vine's great. Check out Vine. Alex Stein. I'm Alex Stein on Vine. Alex Stein on Vine. Thanks for listening to the Alex Stein podcast. And remember to observe everything. Thanks for listening. Observe everything.